This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The new Craig River Park opens to the public this Friday. It can be accessed off of the Yampa Valley Golf Course Road. On a smaller scale, in Rangeley, there's a new boat ramp and terraced gathering area for recreation called River's Edge East. It's along the White River. Rangeley Town Manager Jonah Bollinger says it's something the town of Rangeley's been talking about for over 10 years.
Rangeley has a lot of special things. We have some great OHV trails. We've got a lot of great amenities. We've got a great rec center, but this gives us something fantastic that we can access the river with. I think that's been a challenge historically, getting into the White River, and it's a great river for beginners. It's a great river for families. It's a great place for people to come play in the river, for kids to come hang out.
The official dedication of River's Edge East was earlier this month. Bollinger says almost all of the $1 million cost was paid for with grants, including just under $400,000 from the Office of Just Transition. In Craig this Friday, the Craig River Park will be open from 6 in the morning till 10 p.m. The smaller riverside picnic shelters are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The larger picnic shelter is available for reservations through Craig Parks and Rec. Be aware of water conditions on the Yampa River. Wear a life jacket or proper safety gear when recreating. There's a grand opening ribbon cutting in June. The Routt County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. Mike Morty from Public Works will present on the upcoming Tour de Steamboat Charity Bike Ride. It's scheduled for August 22nd. The event is expected to have 1,200 participants utilizing over 100 miles of county roads with five course distances. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets this morning. Reports are from County Attorney Max Salazar, Bruce White with Road and Bridge, Jeff Comstock and Ryan Banks on the Rocky Mountain Youth Corps, and Candace Miller on airport hangar lease revisions. Craig City Council meets at 6:30 tonight. Craig Police Chief Michael Cochran will present the oath of office to Police Officer Timothy Durst. One agenda item is from Parks and Rec Project and Events Manager Melanie Kilpatrick with an update on the River Project and Whittle the Wood. Simo Springs School District's hosting an informational meeting on proportionate share and how the district's using federal funds to support children in the district with disabilities. 4 o'clock in the community room at the district offices today. The Moffat County Virtual Academy is being launched for the upcoming school year by the Moffat County School District. It's a new online learning program to give students greater flexibility with their learning. The first year, it's a pilot year for the program, which will focus on students currently enrolled in an online school or homeschooled students seeking access to more classes. Students will remain students with MCHS and continue to be able to work towards an MCHS diploma. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com. Where the locals go for news.